إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. I welcome all of you. We continue reading the explanation of the hadith number 38. Hadith number 38 from the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi rahimahullah from the book Al-Milha al-Rabbaniya fi Sharh al-Arba'in al-Nawawiya of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Walid al-Doktor Salih bin Fawzan al-Fawzan hafidhahu Allah ta'ala wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayh وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. We're going to continue because we started the last class in this hadith. We're going to read the hadith once again. فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى قال من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها ولئن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه. الحديث رواه الإمام البخاري في صحيحه. قال الشيخ قوله من عادى لي وليا. Now the Shaykh began to explain the hadith sentence by sentence, and he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said من عادى لي وليا, whoever shows enmity to a wali of mine. Whoever shows enmity or harm, a wali of Allah. A previous class we mentioned who was the wali. Who can remind us? من هو الولي؟ وما الدليل؟ نعم.
المتقون.
المتقون. الجواب غير كامل. نعم.
الولي هو المؤمن التقي.
أحسنت. الولي هو المؤمن التقي. ما دليلك؟ أين الدليل؟ آية. أين هي آية؟ نعم. في سورة يونس. على إن
أولياءه آمنوا وكانوا يتقون.
على
آمنوا وكانوا يتقون.
نعم.
على إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون.
أحسنت. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. من هم الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون؟ Who is the wali? English. Who is the wali? نعم حسن.
One that has taqwa means they do all that he commit, Allah commands and stay away from all the prohibitions according to the Sharia, and he's a mu'min.
مؤمن sound creed sound عقيدة. نعم. The دليل
أولياء الله.
The آية in سورة يونس آية number 63. طيب 62 and 63. Verily the أولياء of Allah, there is no fear upon them nor grief. Okay, and who are they? Allah mentioned they are those who have iman and they are muttaqun. Nah. So not anyone who people look at him to be the wali, he's a wali. Not the wali, he fears Allah. The wali acts upon the commands of Allah. The wali is upon sound creed. Aynan. قَالَ مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا. Because now, why is it important to know this? Because the Sufis, they worship the graves, and then, or they respect some shaitan wal'iyadu billah amongst the human being who don't pray, don't fast, And they're like, no, no, this is a wali of Allah. Wali of Allah don't pray? They're like, yeah, because he's a wali of Allah. That's why he don't have to pray. He reached a level. Wali of Allah smokes? Wali of Allah take people's money with no right? Wali Allah is alone with women, a'udhu billah? This is no, that's a wali. And then, and they may bring you the same hadith. Whoever show enmity to a wali of Allah. Shaykh says, no, that's a wali of shaitan. The one who they, he said he don't pray, and he don't fast, and he do the haram. And because why he doing all this? He says, no, he's a wali of Allah. He's not. I know, because the wali of Allah, he has to have a sound aqidah, not the aqidah of Sufis or Mukhawarij. And he has to be muttaqi. He has to act upon the commands of Allah until he died. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do these people have any ayah that says, oh, whoever reached a certain age or certain level of knowledge, that's it, you're exempt? What Allah tell us in the Quran? وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينِ يعني الموت. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. The Muslim doesn't pray? The Muslim doesn't fast? Now you have to continue to worship Allah. Ayna. So it's very important to know this, because the Sufis and the Mubtadi'ah, they use this hadith. They said, see, you guys talking about a wali of Allah. Huh? That's not a wali of Allah. If he has a wali of Allah, he has to fear Allah and act upon the commands of Allah and stay away from the haram, stay away from bid'ah. But this hadith applies on a true awliya of Allah. Okay? The Shaykh said, أَيْمَنْ آذَى وَلِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَادَاهُ وَآذَاهُ وَتَعَرَّدَ لَهُ بِالسُّوءِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْتَقِمُ لِوَلِيِّهِ. He says, this means Allah is telling us, whoever show enmity, harms, or try to harm a wali of Allah, in any type of harm, Allah will revenge his wali. Allah, not the police. It's not like the police or the courthouse. No, no. Or bodyguards. Or, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revenge his wali and protect his wali. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ يَعْنِي أَعْلَمْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Now he means, he says, Allah is telling those people who may think about harming a wali of Allah, that they should know that they have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huh? Allah rage war against them. أي أنه محارب لله. Meaning this person who is about to harm a wali of Allah, a truthful believer who's have taqwa, then he should know that he is, that person is waging war against Allah. That person is now about to get in a war against who? Against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم قال الشيخ وهل أحد يستطيع أن يحارب الله سبحانه وتعالى؟ لا إله. Says anyone in his right mind really think that he has can stand in front of Allah سبحانه وتعالى in a war against Allah. قال الشيخ الله جل وعلا هو القوي الذي لا يغالب ولا يستطيع أحد أن يحاربه. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is القوي, the Almighty. Can be defeated. No one ever thinks that he has the slightest, you know, chance or whatever, or even think about that. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى كما في سورة الفتح ولله جنود السماوات والأرض. In سورة الفتح, verse 7, and to Allah belongs the hosts of the heavens and the earth. And Allah is ever all powerful, all wise. هذا الذي يتعرض لأولياء الله يسلط عليه سبحانه وتعالى من جنوده الخفية والظاهرة. سبحان الله. This person who now harms the wali of Allah, Allah sent to him from his armies. Those he knows and those he never heard of. SubhanAllah. يسلط عليه من جنوده مثلا من الأمراض والأسقام ومن الكفر والشياطين. الله أكبر. If a person harm a wali of Allah, Allah sent to him his army, from his host some army, such as illnesses, diseases. Who can fight diseases and illnesses? SubhanAllah. He sent to him the disbelievers to humiliate him. He sent to him the shayateen. يُسَلِّطُ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى الْبَعُودُ وَالذُّبَابِ. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to these people who they harm the awliya, mosquitoes and flies. And you know mosquitoes, they bring all types of diseases. Okay? وَيُسَلِّطُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ جُنُودِهِ مَا يُؤْذِيهِ وَيُقْلِقُهُ. Allah will send to this person armies that will harm him and make his life miserable. Aina. فَمَنْ عَادَ اللَّهَ وَمَنْ حَارَبَهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى قَادِرٌ عَلَى إِهْلَاكِهِ بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ. So if anyone thinks that he stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will humiliate such a person and defeat him and destroy him by all means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to such a person. فَاللَّهُ يَنْتَقِمُ لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ فَلَا تُؤْذِي عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لا بالقول ولا بالعمل احذر لأن الله ينتقم لهم. He says, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revenge and protect his awliya. So never ever harm the faithful slaves of Allah, the believers. Never harm them with statements or actions. Don't backbite them. Don't slander them or abuse them. He says with statements or with actions. Be aware of this, because Allah revenge them and Allah protect them. Minam. And he mentioned the ayah number 4 in Surah Al Imran. Wallahu Azizun Dhuntiqam. Wallahu Azizun Dhuntiqam. From the intiqam. Wallahu azizun dhu intiqam. In the end of the ayah, and Allah is almighty, all able of retribution. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al fala tu'dhihim bi qawlin bi ghiba wala bi namima wala bi masabba. He says, so do not, will you know people who are upon the sound aqidah, the sound creed, they are upon iman, and the signs of taqwa is upon them because they adhere to the commands of Allah, to the commands of His Messenger, to the best of their ability. They are upon the right path. Stay away from the haram. You don't see nothing that are involved in. Do not harm such people. Whether with statements, no backbiting, no namima, no slander, no abuse, no curse. وَلَا تُؤْذِهُمْ بِالْفِعْلِ كَأَنْ تَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And nor harming them by actions, by taking their properties or by causing them harm and injuries and the like. بَلْ تَجِبُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّتُهُمْ وَمُنَاصَرَتُهُمْ. Rather, the Shaykh says, it is incumbent upon you to love them and to protect them and to aid them. That's what you need to do. This is the approach we should have with the awliya of Allah. Rather, he said, you love them and you have respect for them. قَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْأَحْزَابِ verse 58, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And those who annoy believing men and women undeservedly, They bear on themselves the crime of slander and plain sin. Allah. So you gotta guard your tongue. You can't just talk or whenever you receive a statement or information or a text or an email, you just believe in it and begin to talk. And you may be talking about those who are there, awliya of Allah. You just don't know. ثم قال سبحانه وتعالى وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه مما افترضته عليه وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى says and my servant continue to draw near to me. He said before that, he says, and there is nothing that my servant draw him closer to me than him performing that which, or from those things that the servant performed to get closer to me, none of them is more beloved to me than that which I have made obligatory upon him or her. And my servant continue to get closer to me by performing supererogatory acts of worship to the end of the phrase. قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله التقرب إلى الله مطلوب ومأمور به. He says we should strive to get near and draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are commanded and encouraged to get closer to Allah and to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? بأن تعمل الحسنات والطاعات والقربات. What are the things now? Not just a claim. What is the things that will get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says by performing righteous deeds, by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what's going to draw us clear, near to Allah. By performing righteous actions. Somebody help that young boy, maybe he wants Muslim. Labas. Sit. Alhamdulillah. So, these are the things that draw us near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By performing righteous deeds and being upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال والتقرب إلى الله ليس بالدعوة وإنما هو بالأعمال. He says, claims do not get you closer to Allah. Rather, actions, righteous actions. You gotta act in accordance to those things that get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فتتقرب إليه بالأعمال الصالحة ولا تتقرب إليه إلا بما شرعه. And these are the things that get you closer to Allah and get us closer to Allah. By performing righteous actions, good deeds. And he said, never do anything and thinking that will get you closer to Allah except that which Allah has legislated. You're going to make sure that this is what Allah has legislated. إِذَنْ فَلَا تَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَيْهِ بِالْبِدْعَ وَالْخُرَفَاتِ. He says, so therefore, based on this, do not use innovations and falsehood and things that's going to get you closer to Allah. Like the Mubtadi'ah. Many Mubtadi'ah, Sufis and the like, they do not have actions of innovation. Allah didn't legislate, and they think that this was going to get them closer to Allah. But in reality, get them farther away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي مَا رَوَى الْإِمَامُ مُسْلِمُ مِنْ حَيْثِ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. And the Shaykh mentioned the hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih on the authority of Aisha رضي الله عنها. Whoever does an action that is not in accordance to what we are upon, we'll have it rejected. أي مردودٌ عليه. Shaykh says this is something that will be rejected, not accepted from such a person. فَلَا تَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَيْهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَهُ. So therefore, remember this. This is very important. As a servant of Allah, you're trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's going to get you closer to Allah? Not your skin, not your country. No. Not how much money you have. What's going to get you closer to Allah is taqwa. Performing righteous actions. Being obedient to Allah. And staying away from bid'ah and innovations. Because innovations doesn't get a person closer to Allah. But rather, get the people further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولهذا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant cannot get closer to me with any action that is more dear to me than that which I have made obligatory upon him. فدل على أن التقرب إلى الله إنما يكون بما شرعه إجابة واستحبابا. This is a proof that the thing that will get us closer to Allah is only one way, by acting upon what Allah has legislated. Whether those things that Allah has made obligatory upon us or those things that are recommended. كالفروض من أداء الصلوات الخمس والزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج بيت الله الحرام وصلة الأرحام. هذه واجبات وفرائض. As for the things that get us closer to Allah and they are from the category of what Allah has made an obligation upon us, he says such, for instance, establishing the five obligatory prayers, that gets you closer to Allah. And that's obligatory, by the way, not an option. Likewise, zakat, those who are entitled to give the zakat. You give the zakat and that's an obligation, that's not a donation. Zakat is not a donation. Is an obligation. And you're giving it, and it gets you closer to Allah. Likewise, when you fast Ramadan, it's not like you have an option whether you fast Ramadan. You have an option fast Mondays and Thursdays if you want. But when it comes Ramadan, you have no option. You have to fast Ramadan, and keep in mind that fasting Ramadan gets you closer to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Hajj, those who have the ability to make Hajj, with the hardship, and you spend your money that you've saved, and this, maybe your nafs wants to do other things with that money, but you said, no, I'm going to go make Hajj. That gets you closer to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being dutiful to your parents, the Shaykh is as an example. Be nice to your parents, be nice to your family members, families. This, na'am, these are from the obligations, and it gets you closer to Allah. He said these are types and examples of those obligatory acts of worship that we should act upon and they get us closer to Allah. أو استحبابا من نوافل الطاعات. Or those recommended and optional acts that they are legislated to us for our good. Such as Salat al-Layl or Salat al-Duha. Such as the night prayer, mainly known to us as Tahajjud, and Salat al-Duha, the Duha prayer that you pray after sunrise, between sunrise and Dhuhr. وَالرَّوَاتِبْ لَتِي مَعَ الْفَرَائِدِ. And those rawatib, meaning namely known to us as the Sunnah prayer, that you pray two before Dhuhr, Fajr, four before Dhuhr, and two after Dhuhr, and two after Maghrib, and two after Isha. These are rawatib, they call it rawatib. هذه نوافل ليست واجبة إنما هي مستحبة ومكملة للفرائض وزيادة خير. فلا ينبغي للمسلم أن يقتصر على الفرائض بل عليه أن يتزوج من نوافل أيضا. So the Shaykh says, these are supererogatory acts of worship. They are not obligatory upon a person. They are recommended and they complete the obligations. there is any deficiencies, and he got to be deficient, yeah, we're not perfect. So on Yawm al-Qiyamah, this sunan that you've been doing, those separatory acts of worship, they complete the deficiencies in the obligations. And they are extra good for you. So قَالَ فَهَذَا. So he says, so therefore it's incumbent upon a Muslim not to just be from those who say, look, I'm just going to do what's obligatory, that's it. So the Sheikh is encouraging us. He says, don't be on this attitude, have this attitude, I'm just going to do only what Allah commands. Yes, you can do that, but it's better for you to perform the supererogatory acts of worship as well. It's good for you. قَالْ هَذَا هُوَ وَلِيُّ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ الَّذِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالْفَرَائِدُ النَّوَافِلِ. He said, this is the wali of Allah. He's not a wali of Allah because he's white or black, tall or short, rich or poor, from this country or the other. No, he's wali of Allah because he acts upon the obligations and he performed the supererogatory acts of worship as well. He learns what's obligatory upon me. This, okay, five obligatory prayers, he doesn't add another prayer. He does not add a sixth prayer and say, hey, it's an extra. La. Five prayers, he performed them and established them according to what Allah legislates. And then there is sunnah, alhamdulillah. He makes sure he prays the sunnah as well. He doesn't have to. This is the wali of Allah. He loves what Allah loves. These things that get him closer to Allah, he says, Bismillah, I'm going to do it. Aynam. قال الله تعالى وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي دل على أن الله يحب الأعمال الصالحة كما أنه يكره الأعمال السيئة والله يحب ويبغض ويكره ويسخط كما يليق بجلاله سبحانه وتعالى. Likewise, in this hadith is a clear proof. The Shaykh said that Allah loves righteous actions and He hates and dislikes the evil actions. Because Allah says أحب إلي, more beloved to me than that which I have made obligatory upon him. So Allah loves this action that He has made obligatory upon us. Salat, fasting, zakat, hajj, being dutiful to your parents, being nice, and the like, sidq, and all of those things that Allah has made an obligation upon us. Allah loves these things. Likewise, Allah hates all despicable and evil actions. You know. So we suppose as a Muslims, if he wants to get closer to Allah, we're supposed to love what Allah loves and act upon it to the best of our abilities. And we should hate what Allah hates. No, we don't love sins. It's different if you fall into sin because you were weak at that moment or the circumstances were overwhelming. That's different. But to love a sin and long for it and you want it so bad and plan to do it, that's a problem. That's a problem. We should hate sins. But just in shaitan got one of us and a moment of weakness and we did it, then we should seek forgiveness and make tawbah immediately. But you shouldn't love what Allah hates. And you shouldn't hate what Allah loves. People hate certain action that Allah loves and made obligatory upon us. قال وقوله, he said, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this hadith, Allah loves and hates. And Allah is pleased with certain things and displeased with others. So we take from this hadith that Allah loves certain things and hates others, is pleased with certain things and displeased with others, but in a way that befits His majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sifat of Allah, the principle of the sifat applies in here. قال وقوله وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل. He says, and my servant continued to draw near to me by performing supererogatory acts of worship. قال هذا فيه الحث على النوافل وأن لا يزهد الإنسان فيها لأن فيها خيرا كثيرا. He said, this incites us, this portion here of the Hadith al-Qudsi, incites us to take good care of the optional acts of worship. Like, for example, there is optional acts of worship for the Salat, as we mentioned to you what they are, Tahajjud, the rawatib, salat al-duha and the like, and in zakat, the sadaqat, in fasting, the fasting of 3 days out of a month, fasting Mondays and Thursdays, the Ashura, the Muharram, the Arafah and the like. And in the Hajj, like the you have extra money, mashallah, you can make Hajj more than once. That's optional now, you become. So the Shaykh says, in this we take that, we should take good care of the separatory acts of worship, and we shouldn't be like those who are like, look man, it's not an obligation. He says, why? Because there is a lot of good in them. وَالنَّوَافِلْ جَمْعُ نَافِلَ وَهِيَ الزِّيَادَ يَعْنِ زِيَادَ عَلَى الْفَرَائِدِ. He says, nawafil is the plural of nafila. That's the mufrad. The mufrad, the singular of nawafil is nafila. And it is the addition, extra, than that which Allah has made obligatory upon us. ثم قال سبحانه حتى أحبه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that His servant who continue to fulfill the obligations and increase with performing the optional acts of worship, He said, I will love Him. Who love you, Ya Abdullah? Who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. هذا في إثبات المحبة لله عز وجل وأنه يحب عباده الصالحين ويحب الأعمال الصالحة. He said, this portion of the hadith is a proof and affirm the mahabba of Allah. The mahabba. That Allah loves. Allah loves His servant, the righteous amongst His servant. Allah loves them. Allah loves righteous actions. ودل على أن الأعمال الصالحة تسبب محبة الله للعبد. And also is a proof that you are beloved to Allah because of righteous actions. Not because of your skin. Because of your righteous actions. فَإِذَا كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ أَنْ يُحِبَّكَ اللَّهِ فَأَكْثِرْ مِنَ الطَّاعَاتِ. Shaykh, he said, if you want Allah to love you and you be from those that are beloved to Allah, what do you need to do? Get more PhDs? More gas stations? More money? No? What do you do?
Go to Mecca.
Hey, go to Mecca is a good thing. What do you need to do if you want to be from those that Allah love them? Change your citizenship, get like some, get a passport, blue passport, brown, red, green, yellow passport. That's what's going to get you closer to Allah. What gets us closer to Allah? And the things that make us from those that Allah love them. Na'am, Ibrahim? Ahsant. Do actions of obedience to Allah. Be upon obedience to Allah. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ أَنْ يُحِبَّكَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعِ الرَّسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. You want Allah to love you? Follow who? Who you follow? The Messenger of Allah. نعم, who you follow? أحسن, the Messenger of Allah. He accumulated enough points. So I gave him more than one gift, huh? So you got it, son? Huh? All right, I'm done. Now, قال تعالى في سورة آل عمران آية 31 قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. And here the Shaykh mentioned the ayah in Surah Al Imran. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. See? Prove it, meaning prove it. It's not just a claim, I will love Allah. You love Allah? Okay, here is the sign. Here's how you prove it, by adhering to the sunnah of the Prophet. Say to them, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. So Allah loves those who follow the Messenger and forgive you your sins. قال سبحانه وتعالى فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها. He says, if I love him, Allah said, if he loved that servant, Maybe his hearing that he hears with, his vision that he sees with, his hand that he strikes with, and his foot that he walks with. This is literally translation. Okay? But now you pay attention to the explanation. Okay? يعني أن الله يسدده في هذه الأمور. What does it mean? It means that Allah will protect this person in these manners. Okay? For instance, فَلَا يَنْدُرْ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِ اللَّهِ. As for the vision, the person who's such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect his eyes and his vision. He will look only at what pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People look at all crazy stuff, he's like, what are you talking about? I don't know what it is. People complaining, oh, my kids doing this, oh, my husband doing that. He's like, what? There is such thing? He don't even know such thing exists. Because Allah protects his eyes. He lives among the people in the same area, same technology. He don't know what it is. Why? Because Allah protects his eyes. He don't go to those places and see those things that other people see. You see? فَلَا يَنْظُرْ إِلَّا إِلَى مَا يَرْضِ اللَّهِ. This person will see and will look at only what's pleasing to Allah. Two people, they go in and one person look at one thing, the person look to another thing. Because this person, Allah has protected his vision and his eyes. He sees only what Allah, what's pleased to Allah. وَلَا يَسْمَعُ بِأُذُنِهِ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضِ اللَّهِ. And this person also, he hears only what's pleasing to Allah. People listening to backbiting, listening to falsehood, music, jokes, he don't. No. He listens to Quran. He's in the classes, he's listening to maw'idah. When the truth comes to him, he accepts it. Allahu Akbar. Because why? It's not because of his color or his country. Allah protect his ears. Why? Because he's doing the obligation and increase from the optional acts of worship. Now. فَيَغُدُّ بَصَرُهُ عَمَّا يَسْخُطُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَسْمَعُهُ مَا يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَى مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَإِنَّمَا يَسْتَعْمِلْ هَذِهِ الْحَوَاسِ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. So this person, Allah preserve his limbs, his eyes, his ears. He doesn't look or listen to what Allah has made haram, but rather Allah has protected him from that. He used his limbs in that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وكذلك يده فلا يأخذ ويعطي إلا لله عز وجل لا يستعمل يده إلا فيما هو من طاعة الله عز وجل. The same thing applies on the hand. He will use his hand only for that which is pleasing to Allah. The things he takes, the things he gives, only what's pleasing to Allah. He don't take haram. He don't sign any contract that is haram. No riba, no cheating, no deception, no games. No. Allah protects his hand from that. And he don't give people anything that is haram. Because Allah has protected his hands. He doesn't touch anything haram, handle anything that is haram. وكذلك الرجل لا يمشي إلا إلى ما يرضي الله. Likewise, the Allah protects that person's feet as well. You find such a person, he walks only upon obedience to Allah. Any step he makes is upon obedience to Allah. Every step, it's pleasing to Allah. Such as, يمشي للمساجد, يمشي لصلة الأرحام, يمشي إلى طاعة الله. This person, he walks towards the masajid. That's where he goes. SubhanAllah. He walks to the masjid. People are going somewhere else, he's going to the masjid. He's going to visit his family members, Salat al-Raham, to keep the ties of kinship. That's where he goes. He's upon obedience to Allah. لا يمشي للمسارح والملاعب ولا إمكانة الفساد. He don't go to theaters and plays and games and places of corruption, corrupted place. He don't go there. He don't walk in there. لأن خطواته تكتب عليه. Why? Because his steps are written. whether for him or against him in يوم القيامة. إذا مشى إلى خير تكتب خطواته له حسنات فيوفقه الله في سمعه ويوفقه في بصره وفي يده وفي رجله فلا يمشي ولا يأخذ ولا يعطي ولا ينظر ولا يسمع إلا ما فيه نفع عند الله. He says, every step that person move forward, if it's upon obedience to Allah, it will be written for him good deeds. The same thing applies for his eyes. When he looks at good things, he is rewarded. Hears only good things that pleasing to Allah, he is rewarded. He uses his hand by handling things only that which is pleasing to Allah, he is rewarded likewise. Why? Tawfiq is from Allah. And why this person was granted tawfiq from Allah? Why this person was aided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قال السبب في هذا أنه تقرب إلى الله بالفرائض ثم أتبعها النوافل. So what is the reason? Once again, because this person, he drew near to Allah by what? By performing the obligations and perform and following them with the optional. Don't be like certain people, they neglect the obligations and they diligent upon options, optional acts. That obligations first. That's more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you increase, you follow with the optionals. قال فمن أراد هذه المزية فعليه أن يحافظ على الفرائض وأن يتقرب إلى الله بالنوافل ما استطاع. He says, anyone who wants to benefit from this great subhanAllah, this great gift from Allah. SubhanAllah, Allah protect your hearing. You don't hear not. People are hearing all haram, but you're not. You live in the same area. People looking at all types of haram. But you are not. You look only to what's halal. People are doing with their hands all transactions, all crazy things of bad and evil. Allah protects your hands and your feet. People are going all over disobeying Allah. You are not. He said, if you want this, it's easy. Perform what Allah has made obligatory upon you. Preserve the obligations. And increase from the supererogatory acts of worship. قال فهذه مزية عظيمة وهي سهلة لمن وفقه الله عز وجل وصعبة على من حرمه الله. Says, look at the benefits of this, of acting upon the obligations and increasing in the optional acts of worship. He says, it is so easy. But only for those that Allah has aided them, may Allah make us from the Mameen. But they become difficult. For whom? Once again, has nothing to do with your color, what country you come from. It is difficult for those that are deprived from the aid of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, and in the end of this, in the explanation of this hadith, the Shaykh Salih Hafidhahu Allah, he says, فَعَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ الصَّلَاحَ وَالْهِدَايَةَ وَالتَّوْفِيقَ وَيَسْتَعِينَ بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلَا يَكُونَ عَلَى الْعَكْسِ مُخَالِفًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ تَابِعًا لِهَوَاهُ تَابِعًا لِشَهْوَةِ نَفْسِهِ تَابِعًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَلْيَحْذَرْ مِنْ هَذَا. So he said, it is incumbent upon the Muslim to ask Allah to rectify his affairs. Constantly make dua, ask Allah to put us on a righteous path, upon guidance. And we ask Allah tawfiq, that Allah grant us tawfiq. And we seek help with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while doing all of these actions of worship. He says the Muslim should not be on the other hand, on contrary, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going against the commands of Allah, adhering to his desires. Whatever his nafs wants, give it to. Honoring the invitation of the shaitan, al-rajim. So the Muslim should be aware of these things. Your nafs wants something, the shaitan invites you to something, you have to strive. Even though your nafs wants it so bad, but you have to say, no, no, I can't do that. This is not pleasing to Allah. Fight. Resist. Inshallah. قال ثم قوله سبحانه وتعالى ولئن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه. Says the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and my servant who does this, if he would ask me, I will give him. If he seek refuge with me, I will grant him that refuge. قال تمام الحديث يفسر أوله. He says the last part of the hadith explains the first part of it. قال فآخر الحديث يفسر أوله. وليس معناه أن الله يحل في العبد ويدخل فيه كما تقول الحلولية والبهائية قبحهم الله، إنما معناه أن الله يسدده ويعينه ويوفقه ويحميه وينصره، هذا معناه. He said what the meaning of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid and protect his servant who act upon the obligations and increase from the optional act of force. It's not like these deviant groups, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ حُلُولِيَّ and the بَهَائِيَّ. They say that Allah actually enters in the body of the human being and become his eyes and become his ears and become his hand and become his feet. Because they say, look, the hadith said that. But they have no understanding. Allah is above the heavens. Allah cannot be a part of his creation. Not alone be inside of the creation, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah is where He informed us He is. الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ إِسْتَوَى. So this is a bad understanding, an evil understanding. And he mentioned from the حُلُولِيَّة, those who they say that Allah can be inside of His creatures, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Or the بَهَائِيَّة, who they have the same false creed and false belief. But rather what he means, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect that person's vision, not become his eyes, literally. No, but Allah protects the muttaqi, alaykum as-salam wa barakatuh, the one who's upon righteousness, Allah protect their eyes. People are struggling, looking all types of haram, that person is Allah protected, like he lives on another planet. People listening to all type of falsehood, this man, he don't know like, what you guys are talking about. He don't even know what's going on. Like he lives in an island by himself. Why? Because Allah protected him. People are running and competing one another for the haram. They don't even know what's going on. They just want to make some money in any way. Signing riba, stealing, bootleg, this, that. Haram, doesn't matter. This man, no, mashallah, his hands are clean. Free from haram. Why? It's not because he lives in a jail. He's away from, he lives in the same area. Why? Because Allah protected his hands and his people are using their feet to go all over the place. That are not pleasing to Allah, but that person, no, he uses his feet. He chooses willingly to come to the masjid, to go visit the sick people, to follow funeral procession, to come to the class, to go visit his mother, to spend good time with his family and the like. Why? Allah, while other people are going here and there go to watch a game in there and spend time and going to some club in there or there, yada billah, he's not. Why? MashaAllah, Allah protect that person. May Allah make us from the mameen. But we have ikhwan to strive. I know, have to strive hard and it's not going to be easy, but we have to give it all we can. Strive hard, inshallah. Do the things that are beloved to Allah, and the things that if we do will earn us the love of Allah. And if Allah loves us, then that's all we need. Allah will protect our eyes, Allah protect our ears from haram, protect our hands and our feet, and we be upright inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions and keep us firm upon His religion. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.